I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Where did a drug bust end up posing a bear of a problem for Canadian police? That was the question in our GeoQuiz, and Christina Lake in British Columbia is the answer. That's where police raided a marijuana farm and found more than a dozen black bears roaming among the pot plants. The farm's residents had been feeding the bears for years, apparently, possibly to keep the animals around to guard the illegal crop. So now the animals are no longer used to finding their own food in the wild. Authorities are worried about public safety and have suggested they may decide to put the bears down. That sparked protests from animal rights activists and a Facebook petition to save the Bruins. The woman behind that petition is Doreen McCrindle. She joins us from Calgary, Alberta. Ms. McCrindle, why did you set up this petition?
There are basically a lot of pictures of these bears being extremely docile, attempting to even play with the officers who were there. It's my understanding that one officer had thrown a stick, and the bear actually fetched the stick back for him. So I think it just kind of struck a chord with me, and I certainly felt that the ministry should be looking at other options rather than to exterminate the bears immediately.
And that would be the Ministry of Environment. What kind of other options are you hoping they consider?
Well, I do have a consultant, a bear behaviorist that I'm partnering up with. Her name is Elsa Polson. She has upwards of 30 years' experience in dealing with bears and their habitats. And she feels that the feeding stations would go a long way, especially this time of year, since they're currently in a hyperfeeding stage, which is basically they're just trying to eat as much as food as possible in order to go into hibernation. These feeding stations could then gradually be moved farther and farther and farther away from the populace, away from the property, into a more natural kind of feeding scenario.
Now, Doreen, if the government is softening its position on the bears, I'm wondering if you feel that your petitions, your Facebook page, group, made a difference.
I certainly hope so, and I do believe we did. I mean, we have people all over the world from such places as Azerbaijan, Indonesia, South America, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, as well as a multitude of signatures from North America. So I really do believe that the government is finally hearing the voice of the people, the many voices, I should say, that we do not find this acceptable as a first step. We do not find it acceptable just to immediately kill these bears without either looking at opportunities.
Were you surprised by the international response?
I was astounded by the international response. It was simply a Facebook page that I had created, thinking, well, let's hope some kind of good comes out of this. I then started calling bear rescue and animal rescue leagues throughout Canada and the U.S. Once they've heard about it, they agreed, you know, we're happy to put your Facebook site on our site. And it kind of was you tell friend and they tell two friends and so on and so on and so on. But I'm very pleased by the results.
And let's clarify once again, Doreen, these bears were found by the police on this marijuana farm. They were not aggressive. Have they hurt or killed anyone?
Absolutely not. These bears are extremely isolated. This is not a farm that is a block away from a housing project. This is way, way, way out in the sticks. And just as an aside, I just wanted to mention that this is exactly what could happen when there's public human interference into the wild. People may think these bears or other animals are cute and fuzzy and let's give them a treat. I would highly recommend we don't. Again, it's not good for the bears, it's not good for the public, it's not good for the environment, and unfortunately, this is the result that can happen.
Doreen McCrindle, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for your time.